But first, the UK has called the execution of a British Iranian national in Tehran callous and cowardly. Alireza Akbari was convicted of spying for the UK, charges he denied. The execution came despite last-minute appeals for clemency from Britain and the United States. The British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, says he's appalled and that Akbari's death won't go unpunished. Let's bring in Rasul Sardar, who's joining us from Tehran. So he was deeply connected to different parts of Iran's defense networks, wasn't he? Tell us more about the story.
Well, Alireza Akbari was definitely not an outsider. He was a key figure in the circles of the diplomatic, the bureaucratic, political circles within Iran. He was the deputy for the minister of the defense ministry, which is quite a central ministry in Iran. He had close ties with the National Security Council, which is headed by Ali Shamkhani. And Ali Shamkhani himself is very much a close figure, close to the supreme leader. And this body also oversees all the nuclear negotiations and Iran's sensitive files regarding its foreign affairs policy. So he was a central figure here. And he had also access to the sensitive centers and the information and had the relations with the other ministries as well. So he has played an important role in this country. So that's why this is one of the highest level executions in the modern history of Iran. So now the accusations against him that led his execution are that he has provided the sensitive information to the UK regarding Iran's nuclear activities, regarding Iran's nuclear negotiations, regional policies, and the plans how to tackle with the sanctions. And it's a variety of the accusations. They are basing this accusation centered around that him being a very much key figure in this power structure in Iran. And they're also saying that specifically he has provided the information to the UK that finally led the killing or the assassination of Mohsin Fakhrizadeh, who was assassinated in 2020. And that guy was simply the head of the Iranian nuclear program. And also they said that the information that he has provided led the assassination of the top general, Qasem Soleimani, who was killed by the USA in Baghdad in 2020. So that's why we can say that this is quite a highest level, one of the highest levels of execution in the modern history of
Iran. Right, and we've certainly had reaction from the UK saying that his death won't go unpunished. Tell us more about the international reaction that has come through, as well as how this is being viewed domestically.
Well, the relations between Tehran and London are already tense, are frayed, and definitely this execution is going to further deteriorate that because Alireza Akbari was also a British citizen. However, in Iran, Iran doesn't recognize the dual citizenship and says that he was simply an Iranian citizen who has worked for the foreign intelligence services. And Iran also just recently had a tension with France over the cartoons that were published by Charlie Hebdo in France, and Iran just shut down a French research institute in Tehran. So these two countries, the UK and France, are the member of P5 plus one countries, which are conducting the nuclear negotiations that at the moment are halted. And they were hoping to revive the JCPOA, the nuclear deal agreement that was signed in 2015. So now this execution and the deteriorated relations with the P5 plus one countries seems that is going to have a more negative impact over the future of the nuclear negotiations.
Right.
And also within Iran, the main impact is going to be within Iranian power structure here. Now, the Secretary General of the Security Council, the National Security Council, Ali Shamkhani, there are reports that he's going to be removed from his post. So we already see the impact of this execution internationally and also within the power structure in Iran.
Thank you so much, Rasul Sardar, for that update from Tehran.